皆さんこんにちは、筒井由紀子です。Hello everyone, thank you for tuned and welcome to Japanese Music Quest Kutni Corp Radio CJLY 93.5 FM in Nelson. From the internet, musicquest.jpn.org. I'm your host, Yukiko Tsutsui. We started with this opening theme as usual, 学園天国by Finger Five. They are described as Japanese Jackson Five, and 学園天国, that means school paradise. We will introduce many kinds of Japanese music, not only traditional, but also pop, rock, jazz, and lots of others. From the last week, I'm introducing Japanese 90s hit songs.So this week, I'd like to introduce a men's band. Last week, I introduced female bands. So this time, men's band and men's vocalist song I want to introduce. Music and language are the best way to get to know about the culture. As I fell in love with North American culture, I hope you will be interested in Japan more and more. So please enjoy hottest Japanese music and culture for 60 minutes.それではこれから1時間日本の曲と楽しいトークにお付き合いください。That was 学園天国 by Finger Five, and 学園天国 that means、the school paradise, and they're from 70s. And today I'd like to introduce lots of songs from 90s. And in 1990s, in Japan, CDs, yeah, not record, CDs are really, CD sales are really,great. Like these days, lots of MP3 or, you know, you can buy, you know, it's a song from iTunes store or somewhere from the internet. But in 90s, the CD sales was really, really great in Japan. And one of the reasons they said there are lots of young people because of a baby boom in 90s.No, 70s. So in 1970s in Japan, we had a baby boom. That baby boom, we have lots of children. And those children grew up in 1990s, and they're like 20s years old, 20s. So they bought lots of CDs, and also karaoke culture. As you know, karaoke was really, really popular in Japan at the era.Well, still now. So that is one of the reasons in 1990s in Japan, CD sales was really great. And lots of hit songs were there. And yeah, I still remember very well. And I'd like to introduce a few songs and also Valentine's songs. So first, I'd like to introduce this group, X-Japan. They are really...one of the pioneer band as a Visual K. If you have heard about it, Visual K. So what is Visual K? Visual K is, according to the Wikipedia, refers to a movement among Japanese musicians that is characterized by the use eccentric, sometimes flamboyant looks. So yeah, they dye their hair like a yellow, red, some really bright colors, and stand their hairs, make really, how do you say, eccentric, make, yeah, looks really eccentric. And yeah, unusual hairstyles and elaborate costumes, often but not always, coupled with I have to stop reading Wikipedia. But anyway, if you Google X Japan, you will easy to find it, and maybe you can find it on YouTube. They're really, really heavy metal, hard rock band. So they came out late 80s. Oh, actually, no, early 80s. And in 80s and 90s, they were really, really famous. They're one of the most famous heavy metal band in Japan. So this song, Silent Jealousy, is from 1991. Yes, from the album Jealousy by X Japan. Thank you. the words Silent Jealousy by X Japan from 1991. That was really intense, especially drums. And it is said they didn't perform these songs so often because that was so hard to perform, it is said. So yeah, X Japan was really, really popular. I guess they are still famous Japanese heavy metal band from 80s and 90s era. So today I'm introducing lots of songs from 1990s. So please stay tuned. You are listening to Kootenai Co-op Radio 93.5 FM in Nelson and www.cjly.net on the internet. This is Japanese Music Quest. I'm your host, Yukiko Tsui. Today I'm introducing Japanese hit song from 1990s. In 1990s, in Japan, CD sales were really great. And because, you know, we had internet, but it was not that popular to download the songs from the iTunes, whatever the kind of website. And also in 90s, we have lots of young people because of the baby boom happened in 1970s. So it is said that one of the reasons Japanese people bought lots of CD in 90s. So, last song was really intense, but next song is really laid-back kind of, you know, Japanese pop rock song. And this band called Spitz, I really like them. And this song, Robinson, came out 1995, and this is a song, 11th single of them. So this song made them really, really famous. And this band, Spitz, yes, debuted in 1987. And first, their music is more like, sounds like punk music, but they changed to change the style to pop rock. So let's listen to this song Robinson by Spitz from 1995. That was a really big song, a big hit song of 1995.
Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada
That was Robinson by Japanese pop rock band Spitz from 1995 from their album Hachimitsu, that means honey. And this song lyrics is really hard to translate actually. One of the phrases said nobody can touch. This is this world is just for us. So this obviously a love song, but it's not really, it doesn't say anything about love or I love you or something. Really, it's so hard to translate, but I really love this band, Spitz. They're a really great Japanese pop rock band, and still they debuted in 1987, but still really, really popular. And next one is from next song called Grateful Days. This is from 1999. This song came out 1999 by Japanese. They are, how do I describe, mixture rock band. They are doing kind of rap and also alternative punk rock, hip hop, electronica. Yeah, they said it called mixture rock band. They said this band called Dragon Ash, and they debuted in 1996. And this song, Grateful Days, this is a fifth single of them, and it is a chart number one hit song on 1999. So let's listen to this song, Grateful Days. And this song made them really, really famous by Dragon Ash from 1999.
Yeah. One, two, check, 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 check. Special collaboration. Yeah, haha. Come on, yeah. So, 今日も聞こえるよ風に揺られ流れるステレオ肩で刻む軽快なリズム思いをのけて届けるよライムよく晴れた空の真下僕らは遥かな未来目指しましたマスターキー握りしめ出発雑踏の中キックダウンビーパーツ今思う戦いの日々感謝することに溢れ出す慈悲しのぎを削ったあの攻防戦今なお続くここは最前線父から得た揺るぎない誇り母がくれた大きないたわり君にもらう温かいぬくもり明日への糧に生き抜くために
悪そうなやつは大体友達悪そうなやつと大体同じ裏の道歩き見てきたこの街渋谷六本木そう思春期も早々にこれにぞっこんにカバンなら置きっぱなしてきた高校にマジ親に迷惑かけた本当にだが時は経ち今じゃ雑誌のカバーそこら中で幅引かせたんただマイク掴んだらマジでナンバーワン東京代表トップランカーだそうこの地この国に生を授かりジャンに無敵のマイク預かり仲間たち親たちファンたちに今日も感謝して進む荒れたオフロード
地今こうして踏みしめる大地常に開く新しいページ旅に出ようそれぞれのステージここに通ずる喜びと感謝共に奏でる真の理解者包み隠さず時代は描写プレッシャー跳ねのけて乱反射注ぎ込もう溢れ出す感情いつの日にも絶やさない愛情ひるむことなく飛び込む戦場枯れることなく咲く百合の紋章優しい風抜ける昼下がり虹が覗いたこんな雨上がり日の光映した水たまり日々の喜びここに賛美 Yeah Come on, the no take it now
Grateful Days by Japanese、mixture rock band Dragon Ash. And actually this song is more like hip-hop. And that was kind of funny. They're singing like mic check 1-2 or something like that. And、this song, they use lots of rhyme. And、yeah, this song was a really great hit in 1999. So today I'm playing lots of songs from 1990s in Japan.So next corner, I'd like to introduce, you know, a little bit more Japanese song from 90s,、more like about love, because Valentine's Day is coming, so please stay tuned.You've been listening to Kutniko Radio 93.5 FM in Nelson, www.cjly.net on the internet. And welcome back to Japanese Music Quest. I'm your host, Yukiko Tsutsui. Today, I'm introducing lots of Japanese hit songs from 1990s. And now I'd like to play a little bit more love song because it's Valentine's season.So if you're listening on other station, maybe Valentine's is already over. But、today, now,、it's、February 10th and、Valentine's Day is coming. So what are you guys doing on that day? So in Japan, Valentine's Day situation is a little bit different.、it seems like in Canada, you know, it doesn't matter. Maybe men...give women chocolate or flower or something. And also women can give men something, some gift, right? But in Japan, only women give something, give chocolate to men. So only, well, I'm very welcome to, you know, have a gift from men. But in Japan, usually women, only women give the gift, of course, chocolate to men.So, yeah, it's just a little bit different. I'm not sure how come, but、that's the way it is in Japan. And、in March 14th, we have white day. You know, white day. And on white day, men give gift to women. So if they had a gift from women, those men give back the gift to women on white day, just a month later. So it's kind of really interesting. But I kind of like those kind of events. So maybe it's nice. And we can have a gift. So I'd like to play really sweet love song here. And the first one, this is from 1999. Yes, this song came out 1999. The very talented singer-songwriter Hikaru Utada, and she was only 16 or 17 when this song came released. And this album had a really, really big hit. And this album is the same title, First Love. And just 4 months after her debut, she released this album. And this album sales was 8,600,000, CD sales in Japan. That's a lot. It was a huge hit. And this single cut song, First Love, same title, this single had 800,000 sales in Japan. So you will know how much big hit was this song. And this song called First Love, really, really kind of bittersweet love song. She's remembering first love. And of course, it already, broke up or something. So here you go. It's First Love by Japanese singer-songwriter Hikaru Utada. that song called First Love by Japanese singer-songwriter Hikaru Utada. And next one is also for Valentine's Day. And this is, I think, this perfect song as a love song. This song called Kiss Shite Dakishimete. That means hold me, no, kiss me and hold me. Or maybe kiss me and hug me, whichever. And this song sung by Misha. And this is a song from her album Mother, Father, Brother, Sister, released in 1998. And this album has really big hit, big sales. And Misha, she debuted 1998, same year as this debut album, of course. And this album had Best Album Award in 1998, Japan Record Award. So let's listen to this song. And this is my favorite song from this album, Kiss Shite Dakishimete. That means kiss me and hug me, by Japanese singer-songwriter Misha.
Kiss Shite Dakishimete, 愛してるって言ってもっとぎゅっと強く抱いて胸が苦しくなるほどにあなたの背中に手を回し胸にうずめいてこの恋を心に焼き付けたい静かに光る星静かに幸せに寂しく優しく見てる見たい触れた指先も笑い声も瞳を閉じればI'm not afraid to die. れてそしてキスして抱きしめて愛してるって言って、yeah、もっとぎゅっと強く抱いて胸が苦しくなるほどにあなたの背中にて思わし胸にうずめいてこの恋を心に焼き付け
Kizushite, that means kiss me and hug me by Japanese singer-songwriter Misha. And she's called Japanese Diva, and she's really, really one of the most popular singer in Japan. And this song is from her album Mother, Father, Brother, Sister, released in 1998.And this album got Japan Record Award Best Album. And yeah, that was really sweet song. Perfect for Valentine's Day. So next corner, let's practice Japanese with me. So please stay tuned.You've been listening to Kootenai Corp Radio 93.5 FM in Nelson, www.cjly.net on the internet. And this is Japanese Music Quest. I'm your host, Yukiko Tsutsui. Now it's time to start Japanese lesson. Let's speak Japanese. On this corner, we will practice easy, useful Japanese expressions. Last week, we practiced this.Words. いつも、しばしば、時々、たまに。Remember? いつも means always. しばしば means often. 時々 means sometimes. And たまに means occasionally. So always, いつも、often, しばしば、sometimes, 時々。Occasionally, たまに. So this week, to use those words, maybe we can say short phrase. This phrase. 朝ごはんを食べます. That means, I eat breakfast. And, if you use those words, always, often, sometimes, occasionally, we can say, I eat breakfast sometimes.I eat breakfast. I always eat breakfast. I often eat breakfast. I sometimes eat breakfast and I occasionally eat breakfast. So, 朝ごはん means breakfast. 食べます means eat. 朝ごはんを食べます。Do you want to try? Repeat after me. 朝ごはんを食べます。朝ごはんを食べます。Good. And if you put always, often, sometimes, occasionally, those words, we can put between 朝ごはんを and 食べます。For example, if you say always, I eat breakfast. I always eat breakfast. 朝ごはんをいつも食べます。 朝ごはんをいつも食べます。And if you'd like to say often, often is しばしば。朝ごはんをしばしば食べます。朝ごはんをしばしば食べます。Maybe we can say, we can practice always. I always eat breakfast. 朝ごはんをいつも食べます。Do you want to try? So please repeat after me. 朝ごはんをいつも食べます。朝ごはんをいつも食べます。Good. And、I think we use 時々 the most useful words, sometimes. Not like often, occasionally. Maybe sometimes it's a good word to remember. So maybe we can say 朝ごはんを時々食べます. That means I eat breakfast sometimes. I sometimes eat breakfast. 朝ごはんを時々食べます.Do you want to try? Repeat after me. 朝ごはんを時々食べます。朝ごはんを時々食べます。Good! Hopefully that makes sense. That was really quick, in a rush, but、いつも and 時々 we practiced.Those two words with this phrase, 朝ごはんを食べます. I eat breakfast. So that's all for now today. And、if you'd like to have more Japanese lesson, please feel free to contact Yuki. My email address is yuki@cjly.net. yuki@cjly.net. Thank you so much for listening to Japanese Music West Kuniko Radio. And I'd like to announce something this coming、Thursday and、Valentine's Day, Saturday.、Mandy Abel is performing at Studio 80 from doors open at 7:30 p.m. and starts at 8 p.m.And tickets are $7 to $20 sliding scale at the door. And for students, it's $5. And I'm singing with her just for backup vocal for two songs. And that, it's going to be really fun and great and a good Valentine's Day special. And、also, yeah, it's going to be a little bit late, but、it's going to be really great. So you should come on.This Thursday and Saturday. So I'd like to play one of her song. This one. Oops. This song called Something. And I'm gonna help backup vocal for this song with her. So yeah, come to check out at Studio 80 at this Thursday and Saturday at 8 p.m. So...See you again on next week. どうもありがとう。さよなら。つつゆきこでした。来週またお会いしましょう。バイ。As you creep into my mind, it's hard not to think of you. It's only pleasure in you that I find. How did you get here? I didn't think that this could exist. Yeah, it's just a little freaky, baby. What I feel every time that we kiss. The way thatThat you look at me, baby. My mind ain't going nowhere with something that's so rare. The way that you, that you touch me, honey. You always send to me. So
something. What I do, what's going through my head. You always pay such attention. There's nowhere else that I'd be instead. How can I ignore this attraction that's so strong? Every time I'm away from you, every minute is too damn long. The way that you look at me, baby, my mind ain't going nowhere with something that's so rare. The way that you touch me, honey, you always send to me.